صدری ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us او the one who is the most honorable the most gracious الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله we thank Allah عز وجل who is our provider Our sustainer, our cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. We send peace and blessings upon his most exalted and celebrated prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and his blessed and noble companions, alayhim ridwan. Today's program and episode, we are discussing Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala as a savior and reviver of the ummah, dear viewers. Inshallah, azza wa jal. We are going to open the discussion, and once again, I am accompanied by His Eminence Maulana Abdul Qadir Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah, MashaAllah, who is with us here right now in the studio. And we would, without any further delay, welcome him into our program with the opening greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah huzur.
MashaAllah, marhaba muasab once again. It is only our pleasure to have Muasab here with us in studio. And in today's program, we are discussing Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali as the savior of the ummah. And it is a very vast discussion and topic. Is Muasab ready, mashallah, to discuss the blessings and the faizan of Ala Hazrat, just as we have done. Dear viewers, we would not go any further until we don't recite a kalam composed by Imam al-Kalam, al-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And in today's program, we are to recite just few ash'ar of the very famous and first kalam in his blessed compilation of kalams and naats, which is known as Hadaik-e-Bakhshish. The first kalam is what we are going to recite today, inshallah. We hope that the viewers of Madani channel would enjoy and recite this together, inshallah.
वाह क्या जो तो करम है शहे बतहा तेरा वाह क्या जो दो करम है शहे बतहा तेरा नहीं सुनता فرش والے تیری شوقت کا عروج کیا جانے فرش والے تیری شوقت کا عروج کیا جانے خسروا تیرا میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک حبیب، میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب، یعنی محبوب وہ محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا، یعنی محبوب وہ محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا، وہ کیا جو دو کرم ہے شہ پتہ تیرا، تیرے قدموں میں جو غیر کہوں کیا دیکھے، کون نظروں پہ چڑھے دیکھ کے تلوار تیرا، کون نظروں پہ چڑھے دیکھ کے تلوار تیرا، آہا کیا جو تو کرم ہے شہ پتہ تیرا، تیرے ٹکڑوں سے پلے غیر کی ٹھوکر پہ نہ ڈال، جھڑکیاں کھائیں کہاں چھوڑ کے صدقہ تیرا، تو جو چاہے تو ابھی میں خدا دل نہیں کرتا کبھی میرا تیرا، آہا کیا جو دو کرم ہے شہ پتہ تیرا، تیری سرکار میں لاتا لاتا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع، جو میرا غوث ہے اور لا دلا بیٹا تیرا، جو میرا غوث ہے اور لا تیرا بیٹا تیرا، آہا کیا جو دو کرم ہے شہ پتہ تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا۔
مولانا صاحب اس کلام کا بھی کوئی جواب نہیں ہے، سبحان اللہ، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، اللہ اکبر۔ دس کلام وچ اعلی حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ ہیڈ کمپوز، اینڈ ایوری کپلٹ ان دس بیوٹیفل اینڈ امیزنگ کلام از یونیک فار یور ویورز آف مدنی چینل۔ اعلی حضرت سپیکس اباؤٹ the extreme generosity of Nabi Akram Noor-e-Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu akbar, for The word no is never heard from any person who is the beggar at the door of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever comes to this door and he begs for anything, he is granted that from the darbar of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madini channel, our discussion for today, of course, is Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali as a savior. And subhanallah, this kalam is also a way, Mawlana Sahib, to save the love and actually to increase the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. After having heard and recited this kalam, subhanallah, always remember, dear viewers, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali struggled hard to cleanse the Muslim society, the Muslim Ummah, from the evils of the devil. Jiha, from any sort of interference in one's aqeedah. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali pointed out the evils of all those fitnas and issues which could contaminate and corrupt one's aqeedah and belief. Allahu Akbar. So Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has written and authored many books, booklets and rasail, which are part of Fatawa Radhawiyya Sharif, subhanallah. To mention a few, dear viewers of Madini channel, with regards to the Sharia, separating the tariqat from the Sharia. Yani Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali answered questions that were posed to him, questions that were asked from him, or rather, if anything was targeted, such as the sacred Sharia of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as some people tried to separate through the waswasas and through the interference of shaitan, if one's aqidah was corrupted, and if people tried separating the tariqat from the shariat, then Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali lifted his pen, subhanallah, and had given such beautiful examples. Even when it came to mahram and ghair mahram, you know, Muslim unveiled in parda presence before, coming in front of before ghair mahrams, masab, and Allahu Akbar, such as their Peer Sahib or any such leader, then how should women present themselves? Even Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali wrote articles and rasail on this matter as well, subhanallah. And adopting the resemblance of the kuffar and mushrikeen, how should one as a Muslim behave as the one who recites the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? What is the role of a Muslim? So these are some of the things which Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has written, and we are just mentioning a few. Rather, there is a long list, dear viewers of Madini channel. Allahu Akbar. For example, what is the adab and the respect of the mazar, or yani, should we say the graveyard, even the general cemetery and graveyard? How should one walk, walking with shoes on the feet in the premises of the graveyard and placing the feet on the actual grave itself? What is the hukum and what is the order for such mistakes and for such issues and matters? Likewise, dear viewers of Madini channel, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali had written on so many different other various subjects and topics, subhanallah, which is beautiful to mention here on Madini channel. And if we only have the time, we will highlight a few, such as even shaving the beard. This is the sunnah of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, proving this with ahadith mubarakah, proving this sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and many other matters in the light of Quran and hadith was the style of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And Mawsab, it was of course a unique andaz and unique way of Ala Hazrat to answer these questions. And actually, it is those answers which he had given to the people of that time, Mawsab, which is assisting us in today's time and era. Many masail and many issues and many matters are out there which are solved in the light of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Yani, the pathway which he had created and the system which he had given us, subhanallah, is so amazing. Let's look at, for example, Masab, separating the tariqah from the sharia. For example, now Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali had written theses and written articles on the subject and had given wonderful answers about separating the tariqah, the method, from the sacred sharia. Would Masab, inshallah, like to elaborate on this matter and the subject as well?
Alhamdulillah, one has to be capable enough, inshallah, our Mufti Sahib will be joining us today, and maybe inshallah he will do justice to this topic that we are discussing. In fact, Dawat Islami, a beautiful movement of Quran and Sunnah, they have published this beautiful work of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu answers some of the objections that were raised against the Sharia of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whenever there was any attack on any of the matters related to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, related to the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wouldn't sit quiet.
Right.
That was his enthusiasm and his jazba for the deen, to serve the deen and to save the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hence, we call him the savior of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is our topic today, mashallah. And this fitna, the separating the tariqat from the sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or rather downplaying the sharia, mahadallah, that's what was happening at the time. And he received those questions where the person was downplaying the sharia of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and giving prominence to the tariqah, which is an offshoot, which is in other words, you can say a byproduct of the sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The main essence of Islam is the sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Hazrat says, in response to the objections that were raised, he says, anyone who searches for a path besides sharia, he is indeed at a loss, merely following his carnal and animal desires, and he is misguided. Leaving sharia, a person who leaves the sharia of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is definitely someone who is misguided.
So here Mu'asab, leaving the sharia and such a strong ruling on such a person, of course, he is misguided. As per Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, this shows itself, Mu'asab, since aqeedah and the belief of a person is the fundamental basics of a person being a Muslim. Yani, if one's aqeedah and his beliefs are incorrect, then there is no room to accommodate and to discuss the belief part of it. For simply, he is actually not completely into Islam. He needs to accept the beliefs of Islam as per the teachings of Allah Azza wa Jalla and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, this is no other way, Mu'asab, but this way. And if that being the fundamental basics of Islam, if that was tarnished or targeted in any way through the whispers of the devil, through the whispers of shaitan, as shaitan always plans, Mu'asab, in attacking the deen and causing corruption and mischief, Allahu Akbar, the need at that time was for some personality to fight back with his pen. Allahu Akbar. And that was the need of that time. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala lifted his unique pen. And when he written the answers to those queries and questions, Allahu Akbar, it was la jawab masab. You know, they were people that could not even respond to the answers of Allah Hazrat. That's how strong and how concrete answers he would provide, subhanAllah. As we said, his basic way of answering those questions was directly from the Holy Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarak. And we are to mention that to the viewers, inshallah, as we go along. So this is actually, if people want to know how is Allah Hazrat the one who saves the Ummah, as the savior of the Ummah, is because simply due to all of those mischiefs that occurred in the time of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, whether it was, directly attacking Islam, or the founder of Islam, our beloved Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He never, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, remained silent on these matters, but rather he educated the masses out there. He provided solutions, he provided answers by removing the doubts from the hearts of the Muslims. Or rather, by not letting any other true Muslim getting contaminated, being contaminated with the wrong aqaid which was being fed to the people. So Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala stood very firm and strong, and subhanallah, today this what we have is the natija and the samura of what Allah Hazrat had planted over 100 years ago. In the light of what he has taught us, subhanallah, today millions of other hearts are being lit, Mu'asab.
And Huzur, he had planted this seed over 100 years ago, but this teaching of Allah Hazrat is as relevant today as it was over 100 years ago.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Masa, mashallah, we mentioned the khush khabari and the glad tidings for today. We were going to leave the best for towards the last part of the program so that we could have ample time with His Eminence, Hazrat Allama, Mawlana Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib Qibla. Mashallah, yes, as you just heard it from our Mawlana Sahib Qibla, he will be joining us as we go along in our program, and we will be asking our respected Mufti Sahab some questions related to our discussion and topic for this evening. Please stay with us till the end of today's episode and program. And inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we are now going to discuss furthermore matters related to the subject. Mu'asab, alhamdulillah, can Mu'asab explain and elaborate on some of the literature work of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali in terms of safeguarding the aqaid of the Muslims throughout the world?
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he has protected the aqaid of Islam, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Each and every aqidah that was endangered in the time of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he had written many and many literatures, you know, books and rasail defending the true aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
And one such book comes to mind where he discusses the general basic aqaid of Islam, what it should be, how should our belief be with regards to the almighty court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how as a Muslim we are supposed to behave in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he discusses how we ought to pay love and reverence and respect to the court of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and towards the Al, meaning the Ahl Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he named this book so beautifully, and he says, Itiqadul Ahbab fil Jameel wal Mustafa wal Ali wal Ashab.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the title of this beautiful Risala. So, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Likewise, Mu'asab, there are many other books that he, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, had composed.
Actually, he has composed this beautiful book which explains the preamble of our faith, the requirement of our faith, which is described in the Holy Quran, subhanallah. And he names it Tamheed-e-Iman bi-Ayat-e-Quran.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Meaning the preamble of faith. We have constitutions, you know, the constitution of this country or some nation, right? And they have the preamble of the constitution. And here, Sayyidi Ala Hadrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is discussing the preamble of Islamic faith. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. It's a very interesting risala. If one will have his hands on this booklet, subhanallah, his iman will most definitely be strengthened. Mu'asab, alhamdulillah.
Inshallah.
So, likewise, dear viewers of Madani channel, many books that have been authored and composed by His Eminence Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali is available, subhanallah. People read them, and they are the answers to many queries out there that people place objections on Islam itself or related to any aqaid matters. Read the work of Ala Hazrat. We always emphasize, and the only way one will attain more love and enthusiasm to read the other books is if one could read the translation of Kanzul Iman Sharif.
Subhanallah.
Agar koi tarjama hi padh le Kanzul Iman Sharif ka, yani Quran Pak ka jo tarjama hai Kanzul Iman Sharif, chahe Urdu wala padhe ya chahe English wala padhe, if you read the English, subhanallah, if this is your language, read it, and from here you will develop more love and understanding of the Holy Quran Pak, and this will force a person to research and go through more works of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. He is the savior of the Ummah. Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us with this great wali of his time, subhanallah, who is an arif billah, who is a wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is a great scholar of Islam, a mujaddid, a reviver. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, we are to answer more questions, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. As we did mention earlier, that today is a very special program, for we are going to be accompanied by our esteemed guest, who is the biggest guest for us, mashallah, here in South Africa as well. And he is the crown of our head. He is none other than Hazrat Allama Mulana Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Saab Qibla, Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah. And from his busy schedule, he has taken our time for us. So we will be connecting with him as we go along in the program. However, Mu'asab, mashallah, you discussed some of the names of those books which Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Talali had composed. He authored himself, discussing different matters and subjects. Can you give us a list of more names, Mu'asab, which Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Talali had written to the answers and queries that came to him?
Subhanallah, Sayyidi. The list is very long, alhamdulillah. And we should actually make it our duty, inshallah, as our viewers are watching, inshallah, please do get hold of these beautiful works and the research of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala and appreciate the service that he has provided to us, the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is to safeguard us. He had done this favor for us. So it is our duty, our moral duty, to at least read the works of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala and reap the benefits. SubhanAllah, as we just discussed earlier on, the research work of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was responding to the question and the objection that was raised against the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he wrote this book, which is published by the publishing department of Dawat Islami, by the name of Shariat and Tariqat, Shariat or Tariqat in Urdu. And inshallah, if you can get hold of this, it will help you understand and get rid of this narrow-minded, you know, view that people have, and the tunnel vision that people have about Sharia. The person who raised the objection against Sharia, Maulana Sahab, he has said that Sharia is what? Nothing but a name of a few halal and haram.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
So this is what he thinks of Sharia being limited to only this. Sharia governs every aspect of our life. SubhanAllah, whether it's our financial life, whether it's our economical life, whether it's our social life, whether it's our medical life, you know, educational life, and our life as, you know, the as couple, you know, husband and wife, and the family life, such as the rights of parents. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat had written a book on the rights of parents, and so on and so forth. Sharia covers even a broader range than just this, what I've just said, subhanAllah, that we cannot even comprehend the length and the breadth of the Sharia of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ala Hazrat says very beautifully that, what is Sharia? He says, Sharia means path. That is why we say Shariate Muhammadi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanAllah. And then they were, again, questions that were presented to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu with regards to the matters of predestination or divine decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning taqdeer. And he has written this masterpiece by the name of Salju Sadr li Imanil Qadr.
Subhanallah.
He discusses the intricate matters related to taqdeer and destiny. Subhanallah. And sometimes we may get confused about the matters of taqdeer. This is a very delicate matter, as Muasab has just explained yesterday, that, you know, this is the matter we should not be diving deep into if we don't have the insight into the matter. SubhanAllah. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat helps us understand the intricate matters related to taqdeer and how to safeguard our iman if we are in doubt.
Allahu Akbar.
SubhanAllah.
SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. And through this, SubhanAllah, this is how one would develop. I mean, there are hundreds of Muslims, or thousands of people that may have fallen into difficulty after these attacks on Islam and on the sacred Sharia. But when Allah Hazrat answered those questions, Masab, for those who were strong, they became even more concrete and strong. MashaAllah. However, dear viewers, we are going to move forward, inshallah. We have our senior guest who is going to be joining us just within a few moments. For now, we would listen to this beautiful kalam and Madani pearls. Until we return, stay tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Phir azm Madina hai, phir azm Madina hai, tayyar safina hai, tayyar safina hai. Allah ki rahmat se phir azm Madina hai, Allah ki rahmat se phir azm Madina hai. ندامت کے ہے زاد سفر میرا, چند عشق ندامت کے ہے زاد سفر میرا,
زاد سفر میرا.
پلے میں عبادت عبادت کا کوئی نہ خزینہ ہے پلے بے عبادت کا کوئی نہ خزینہ ہے عزم مدینہ ہے تیار سفینہ ہے
تیار سفینہ ہے تیار سفینہ ہے
افسوس سلیقہ ہے کوئی نہ قرینہ ہے عزم مدینہ ہے تیار سفینہ ہے
تیار سفینہ ہے تیار سفینہ ہے
تمنا اے سلطان مدینہ ہے عزم مدینہ ہے تیار سفینہ ہے
تیار سفینہ ہے تیار سفینہ ہے
میٹھے مدینے کا اے کاش کے مل جائے
اے کاش کے مل جائے
ارمان یہی دل میں اے شاہ مدینہ ہے ارمان یہی دل میں اے شاہ مدینہ ہے وصل کی دو گھڑیاں پھر ہجر مدینہ ہے عزم مدینہ ہے تیار سفینہ ہے
تیار سفینہ ہے تیار سفینہ ہے
دے کہاں جائے عطار کو گر تو بھی ٹھکرا دے کہاں جائے، تیرا ہے یہ تیرا ہے گولاخ کمینا ہے، تیرا ہے یہ تیرا ہے گولاخ کمینا ہے، تیار سفینہ ہے،
تیار سفینہ ہے، تیار سفینہ ہے، اللہ کی رحمت سے پھر حضب مدینہ ہے، اللہ کی رحمت سے پھر حضب مدینہ ہے۔
The Quran is the enlightening word of Allah Almighty. As a moral compass and beacon of guidance, its rich teachings have illuminated every era. Intelligence is a divine gift which lies at the heart of all human endeavors, religious or otherwise. Like other senses, despite its power and importance, for example, sight is limited to tangible objects within our individual range of vision. If we wish to see beyond that, we must resort to an instrument such as binoculars to venture into areas beyond the limits of human intelligence. We also have an instrument, the Quran. This compendium of divine guidance allows us to understand that which is otherwise inaccessible to human minds. Of course, when we try to use our intelligence in opposition to the guidance of Allah, errors and grave faults occur. In opposition to Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, Namrud displayed the short-sightedness of his intelligence. After killing the innocent and freeing the one who was deserving of capital punishment, he boasted, "Look, I too can give life and death." Karun is another example of a deluded soul who used his knowledge, intellect and wisdom to object to the command of Allah and refuse to pay zakat. He said, "I got this wealth due to a particular branch of knowledge which I possess." Similar themes are found in the account of Sayyiduna Shuaib alayhi salam, who gave the nation of Madian two commands. Number one, to believe in Allah as the one and only being worthy of worship. And number second, to be honest when measuring commodities. They imprudently responded, "O Shuaib, does your Salah command you that we should forsake the deities of our forefathers, or that we should not do as we desire with our own wealth?" They said sarcastically, "Oh yes, only you are intelligent, righteous." In response to the command of worshipping Allah alone, they said, "Should we leave what our fathers worshipped?" Making it clear that their idolatry was driven by senseless, blind conformity to their ancestors. In response to the second command, they said, "Should we not do what we please with our wealth?" In their frame of thought, fraudulent business practices were justified because they had free reign to do whatever they liked with their assets, even dishonestly measuring goods and cheating customers by overcharging them. It is as if they were unintelligent in the application of their intelligence. It has been said, in relation to this, frightening aspect in the response of the people of Madian is that they considered Sayyiduna Shuaib alayhi salam to be foolish and ignorant. They said sarcastically, "Oh yes, only you are intelligent, righteous." This sentence is like someone making a remark about a stingy person. "Look, Hatim Tai has arrived." The people of Madian were convinced that the divine commands of Allah Mazallah were foolish and ignorant. The liberals and faithless people of today who say that following a religion is a tribal and outdated way of life resemble the nation of Madian. The enemies of faith have always ridiculed the teachings of Islam and its adherents, often condescending their practices and belittling their intelligence. Sayyiduna Lut alayhi salam explained to his nation how they adopted unnatural methods of fulfilling their carnal desires. He said that this was their ignorance and they were an ignorant people. Instead of accepting this pure teaching, they replied that the family of Lut should be expelled from the city. While mocking the guidance of Allah, they said, "These people desire purity." It is as if purity became a means of mockery. They considered this positive trait to be a defect. Holding the true religion of Allah in contempt and challenging His commands causes deficiency in the intellect. This leads to moral blindness, whereby the person sees evil as good and vice versa. This plague has inflicted many folks who promulgate it under the guise of modernity. When they observe others acting on the rulings of Islam, their nature changes, which leads them to the conclusion that having a beard is bad and removing it is good. The bearded man is frowned upon and the beardless is admired. Marriage to a bearded man is considered shameful, whereas a relationship with a beardless man is a matter of pride. In their narrow world, praying, fasting, and observing the sunnah are bizarre practices. But they feel like they can relate to the ones who occupy themselves in listening to music and watching films and dramas. The wailing of a woman is considered to be outdated and oppressive, whereas flaunting oneself is an unwritten prerequisite of progress and open-mindedness. But being unfaithful and promiscuous is enlightenment. It is shameful for women to be distant from unrelated men, while freely mixing with the opposite gender is a social honor. Earning through unlawful means is one's right, but earning wealth from permissible means is just a pastime. Truth and honesty are forgotten, while treachery, lying, and deceit are prized skills. These are just a few examples in which good is considered bad and vice versa. But if you ponder, you will realize there are hundreds of other examples that follow suit.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله ما شاء الله مرحبا. Welcome back dear viewers. We were listening to that kalam, and thereafter we were listening to some Madani pearls, and now inshallah we are trying to connect with our guest for this evening. As I mentioned earlier, that we will be gaining some Madani pearls from him, His Eminence Mufti Hazrat Allama Mawlana Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib Qibla Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. And after we connect with him, we will hear some teachings of Mufti Sahib as well, mashallah, some of his experiences that he have had, as he, mashallah, is very much well versed in this department as well. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Nonetheless, dear viewers, we were discussing Ala Hazrat as a savior of the Ummah, and we mentioned that there were lots of attacks on Islam through the waswasas and whispers and attacks of the shaitan himself that caused mischief into the hearts of people. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala came as a savior when people were in search for correct answers and true answers. He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala stood firm on the sharia and gave answers that, subhanallah, saved the iman of millions of people, as we still believe. And this is the truth, dear viewers, that subhanallah, today, subhanallah, through the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the true Ishqi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you feel is there today, it is through the sadaqah and blessings of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. As they say, Mohsab, you know, you got to give the credit where it's due. And that's exactly where it's due. We pay tribute to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. We make dua through his wasila and sadaqah for Allah Azza wa Jalla to enable us to understand this beautiful sharia for which Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu sacrificed himself and his family to save from any sort of contamination of the Yazidi people. Imam Hussain radiyallahu anhu sacrificed his entire family to safeguard the teachings of Islam. And this is the same Islam and the same sharia for which Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali lifted his pen and he defended, subhanallah, the true and sacred teachings by not allowing that to get contaminated with any other new modern technology or modern ideology, should we say, Muasab, as people would want to add things to the deen and to the sharia to simplify it and make it easier for themselves maybe, or to take you away from the teachings and from the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, had done this great favor to the Ummah. We have just a few moments before we come to the end of today's program We are still trying to connect with His Eminence, but before that, inshallah, once more we go back to Mulana Abdul Qadir Sahib, mashallah, and you were mentioning some amazing Madani pearls as we were discussing the names of those risalas and books, Muasab, mashallah, yeah. Regarding Shafa'at, regarding the Awliya Allahs, regarding the Seerat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aqaid related to Allah Azza wa Jal. So can Muasab elaborate a little more onto that as we are about to close up in our program for today, Muasab?
SubhanAllah. As we just discussed, you know, how he would simplify the aqidah of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah in its proper and correct manner and deliver it to the masses, SubhanAllah, and do away with all the confusion and the clutter that was out there, SubhanAllah. And especially if there was ever an attack on the spirit of Islam, which is the Holy Quran, Allahu Akbar, the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there came a scientific question in the court of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which was actually the mischief of those who like to make mischief. They had just newly invented the ultrasound technology, which is sonography and ultrasound technology. When they came up with this technology, they challenged the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the statement of the Holy Quran. And Ala Hazrat, when he received this question, he wrote such a reply, Allahu Akbar, such a response for which there was no rebuttal even up to this day.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And he named this book As-Samsam ala mushakkikin fi ayati ulumil arham.
Allah, 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 Allah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We are fortunate enough right at this moment, for we are accompanied by His Eminence Hazrat Allama Maulana Mufti Abdul Nabi Habibi Sahab Qibla Damat Barakatuh Mul Aliya. We were waiting for this moment from a very long time, actually from the very beginning of this program, though you know, mashallah, Mufti Sahab Qibla accepted our invitation. Let's welcome our respected honorable Ustadul Ulama via the opening greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
SubhanAllah, Mufti Sahib is usually on his journey, traveling for Madani Kam and for the sake of the Deen at various places, mashallah. We are very fortunate, Mufti Sahib Qibla, that you have blessed us with your time today, and we are discussing Ala Hazrat as the savior of the Ummah. Can Mufti Sahib perhaps, inshallah, shed some light on this matter?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him.
صلوا على الله
الله تعالى على محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم
صلاتهم وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. أعلی حضرت امام اہل سنت مجدد دین و ملت پروانہ شمع رسالت سیدنا و مولانا امام احمد رضا خان فاضل بریلوی نبر اللہ مرقدہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, as indeed saved our iman and our sunni aqaid. Many a times when people brought any fitna to change the aqaid, the beliefs of the Muslims, Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu stood up and he fought that fitna with great strength, and he provided sound arguments and he provided knowledge to defend the aqaid of Islam, to protect the beliefs of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. When there was اتنا of denying the ilm ghaib of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and other Anbiya and Awliya. And people were giving fatwa at that time that if anyone believes that someone is granted the knowledge of unseen, ilm-e ghaib atai, that person is mushrik. So Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu defended the aqaid of Ahle Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and he wrote many books on this topic. At least 14 books are recorded.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah.
Prove that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the knowledge of unseen to the Prophets alayhim as-salam, and with the sadaqah and wasila of Anbiya alayhim as-salam, Awliya Allah, special bondsmen of Allah, are also granted some amount of knowledge of unseen. To defend the status of the last Prophet, our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu wrote that historical book known as Ad-Dawlatul Makkiyah Bil Madatil Ghaibiyah. That is the masterpiece work which he wrote in few hours without taking any help from any library or books. But he furnished so many references from his blessed memory that when the book was compared with the original books, everything was to the T. So that is great Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So he saved us. He's our savior.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
So when the fitna of denying the finality of the prophethood of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arose, and it came from the camp of some so-called learned people, whereby they were saying that if after the time of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, any Nabi comes, it would not affect the finality of the prophethood Allah. Of Rasulullah, which means that there is possibility the door is still open and somebody can come as Nabi after Allah. Rasulullah. So when this happened, Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala saved us, and he refuted this notion very strongly, and he wrote 5 books on this topic to prove that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and the final prophet, and there's no possibility for anyone to come as Nabi in any sense after our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam.
So he is our savior. Then the fitna of imkane kizb came up. Imkane kizb means that possibility of lying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people use the verses like Inna Allaha ala kulli shay'in qadir. Surely Allah is powerful on everything, and speaking a lie is a thing. So Allah is powerful on speaking a lie. This being powerful means it is possible. It is possible for him to speak a lie.
Allah Akbar.
Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu stood up and he refuted very strongly with so many dalail and proofs and sound arguments from Quran, Hadith, consensus and the aqwal of ulama ikram that all these people who are trying to promote imkan e kith, they were dumbstruck.
Allah Allah.
And Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu wrote 7 books on this topic.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
To prove that there is no possibility for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to speak lie, because speaking lie is a defect. Yes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from every defect.
Yes, sir. Allahu Akbar.
Defect is not possible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though people were quoting ayat of Quran Kareem to misguide the naive ummah who are unable to make a distinction what really the verses mean. So Allah Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala helped us. And he said that quoting Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir and these type of ayat, and they are giving a twisted meaning. So he safeguarded us and he protected us. And one of the biggest fitna that started, and that was the fitna Qadianiyat. And a person from a village from Punjab called Qadian by the name of Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, he made a claim that he is a Nabi. And he started preaching, started announcing that he is greater Nabi than all other prophets. And he started insulting Hazrat Isa alayhi salam.
Allah Allah.
And he made a shariat, a homemade shariat. And he started saying that Islam is weak and there is some shortage in it, which he has come to complete it. But Allah, as he saved us from many fitnas, he saved us from the fitna of Qadianiyat as well.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
He refuted their proof. He refuted their arguments. And he issued the fatwa of kufr on him.
Allah. And,
endorsement on his fatwa from the ulama of Arab and Ajab. And he particularly wrote 3 books on this topic to refute the ideas and the notions and beliefs of Qadianis. Mm-hmm. Again, when we are in trouble, we find help from the work of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah.
Times when people try to distort the true face of Islam and cause corruption in the belief system of Muslims, Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu protected us. People were saying that a non-Nabi can have more sawab than Nabi in certain actions.
Allah Allah.
He rejected that. He said there is no possibility that a non-Nabi's ibadat or good deed can be equal to the ibadat of Nabi, let alone having greater sawab or greater station. People were saying that Anbiya are bi-ikhtiyar. They have no power.
Allah, Allah.
Do anything. And started comparing them with the idols, with the but. And they started comparing awliya Allah with the idols. So again, Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala refuted their notions, and he wrote 7 books on this topic. And one of the famous masterpiece work is Al-Amnu Wal-Ula. Everyone should read this book. Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala has proven the power and ikhtiyarat of Anbiya alayhim salam. Then many other matters like Milad and Qiyam, standing up for Salatu Salam. People were saying it is bid'ah, it is sin, it is haram, it is shirk. Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala gave enough proofs and dalail that even till today, we don't need to find new dalail, new proofs. Those proofs are good enough for us.
So beautifully, Mufti Sahib had explained the questions that was posed to Ala Hazrat in the form of fitnas or in writing, and the way Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ali had then composed and authored these books and booklets, subhanAllah, and given these amazing answers which removed the confusion from the Ummah. And subhanAllah, the Ummah at large, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Mufti Sahib, one question: if a person wants to start reading the works of Ala Hazrat, where is the best place for him to start from, Mawasab? What would be the starting point for him to commence with the teachings of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali?
The work of Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu is in Urdu language. There are books which are originally written in Arabic and then translated into Urdu language. And there are now, alhamdulillah, many books and booklets of Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala are being translated into English language. Many scholars and ulama have translated many of the books of Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, and they're busy. And every now and then, some more editions are coming, new books are being added. And also, alhamdulillah, our beloved Dawat Islami, our beloved movement, is working hard to translate the books of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So, several books and several works and research works and fatawas of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one can find in the maktabas, the bookshops of Dawat Islami.
MashaAllah, subhanAllah, jazakAllah, Mufti Sahib, for the time that you have spared us and given us. Alhamdulillah, we have learned so much in this limited time that we spent with Mufti Sahib Qibla, and how Mufti Sahib had explained how did Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala refute those attacks that were made, allegations that were made, and their own adding to the deen, subhanAllah. Aside from this, Mufti Sahib, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala continued fighting with his blessed pen. Every time he lifted his pen and he gave the answer to those people, and there was no answers thereafter.
Mufti Sahib Qibla, for all the time that Mufti Sahib had given us, and inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we are also hopeful that Mufti Sahib will keep blessing us like this, whereas we can gain more and more Madani pearls from the Baragah of Mufti Sahib Qibla. Jazakumullah khaira huzur. May Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you abundantly, and we hope sometime soon that Mufti Sahib will bless us physically here in Durban as we are broadcasting from our studios in Durban, South Africa. Alhamdulillah, we are hopeful that Mufti Sahib will join us and bless us here, inshallah, physically, Mufti Sahib.
Inshallah, inshallah. Why not?
Jazakumullah khaira.
Barakallah, barakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. MashaAllah, marhaba, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. And this was our respected and honorable Ustad al-Ulama, Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahab Qibla, Damat Barakatuhu al-Aliya, who was explaining to us how did Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala safeguard the Ummah. How is he the savior of this Ummah? Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jalla grant Abu Mufti Sahib Qibla a happy, healthy, long life. May Allah Azza wa Jalla accept all his efforts. We also thank our respected honorable guest, Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahib Qibla, who has given us time from day one. MashaAllah, he's here with us. And even today, we had a very beautiful discussion joining Mufti Sahib's Madani Pearls, which he had given us holistically, MashaAllah, and in depth. Yet, Allahu Akbar, if time would have permitted, Mufti Sahib would have continued with the discussion, as there is so much to mention with regards to how is Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala the savior of this ummah. However, dear viewers, we leave right here, and we, inshallah, azawajallah, will be back with another episode and program, same time, same place, only on your Madani channel. So until then, stay good, be good, do good, and we leave you with the slogan and teachings of Da'awat Islami. This is our maqsad and mission in this fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Savior of the Ummah, Imam Ahmad Raza.